Tell him I'm next. So this just seems like apropos time. As you join us on the Carton Show, Chris McMonagle, Big Mac, Craig Carton, great to have you here. If you'll indulge me for 30 seconds on this, because I've not heard it either, just real quick.
Okay.
It's the it's a scandal in the music business.
Oh, okay.
All right? Anita Baker, Michael McDonald.
Right.
If you don't know Anita Baker, can you give me just a little taste of Anita Baker in there? Or do you want me to push this back a second or two? You ready? Right? Okay, kill it. Okay. Bang. Anita Baker, okay?
Got it.
We all know Michael McDonald, all right?
Of course.
All right. Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald solo, yes. Yacht Rock, the whole thing, okay?
Yep.
So the scandal is this. The scandal is that you can look at it one of two ways, but the scandal, as I've heard it, is that Michael McDonald is Anita Baker. Kind of like Eddie Murphy played the Crunks, whatever it was in... what was it?
The Nutty Professor?
Yeah. The Nutty Professor. He played the whole family, right? Yeah. So the scandal is that Anita Baker's not real. Not a real human being. Doesn't tour or anything.
Really?
And that Michael McDonald is merely dressing up as an African-American woman. And here's the proof. They say if you take that Anita Baker song and you merely... slow it down.
Right.
And you do nothing else. No pyrotechnics or any of that stuff. You tell me who's singing the song.
Okay.
So I had Paul, one of our great production dudes here, directors here. I asked him to do that. Take the Anita Baker song and do nothing but slow it down. And this is what it sounds like. That's Michael McDonald.
Especially the baby, some of them, yeah. That sounds just like him.
Yeah.
Like it's just Michael McDonald sped up?
It's Michael McDonald.
And that's how they get it? That's how he gets Anita Baker?
Yeah, so Anita Baker's not a real person. Michael McDonald has played the role of a black woman. At the same time, he's a white man.
That is unbelievable.
He's double dipping. Yeah.
It's
like, remember the Weather Girls, It's Raining Men?
Of course.
So the Weather Girls were two or three, sadly for them, very large women. And because they were large women,
you're knocking coaches, singers, anyone who's large. I feel like it's an attack on large people today.
I love large people.
Okay.
I do. But the record label didn't think anyone would buy it because they were large.
Okay.
So they put out like hot models pretending to be the singers.
Yeah.
Michael McDonald cornered two markets.
Yeah.
The black kind of gospel-y soul market and the white yacht rock market. Anita Baker's a fraud.
That's unbelievable. Who would have known?
There you go.
Didn't Garth Brooks have like an alter ego? Didn't he come out with like
I think he was the Mets center fielder, wasn't he?
Yeah, he played with the Royals. He could be now. They don't have one. But he came out like Chris something or other.
Did he?
Garth Brooks, and he had like, he just put his hair down and looked a little like gothish.
That's funny. Yeah. Actually, someone asked me a funny question for Met fans.
Chris Hines?
It's like a quick quiz kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we'll play the quick quiz. We'll play the game with you real quick. Then we'll get back to your calls in a second on football.
Okay.
Here's the question for, and if you're like the seven line, like Darren and those guys, I ask you guys this question too, okay?
Uh-huh.
See how quick you can answer. As a matter of fact, unnamed producer is a Met fan.
He is.
So
Met fan.
I'll give you permission to speak, okay? Because I don't want to ask a Yankee fan.
Okay.
And he
studies
this stuff anyway. And you have to answer in rhythm. None of this I understand the question. you have to answer it right away,
Don't slow it down like Anita Baker.
Like if I say, what's 2 plus 2?
4.
Okay, what's 3 plus 3?
6.
5 plus 6?
11.
Okay, name 2 Met outfielders.
Cedric Mullins is not there anymore.
So there you go. See?
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Yeah, if
you're a diehard Mets fan.
Yeah.
You can name one.
Yeah.
You didn't even name Soto, but okay.
Yeah.
Name 2.
Yeah, Taylor. That's it. They have 2 guys. Unbelievable. This baseball offseason's pissing me off. I got to talk to your guy tomorrow.
Rob Manfred?
I got to talk to him tomorrow.
By the way, yes, Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball, will be in studio at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
If they have to steal it from a female hockey league, whatever they have to do to make this a more interesting offseason, a more compelling offseason, and have some sort of a time frame where deals get done.
Yeah.
Because this drawn-out crap, it kills the
momentum. It's only drawn out because the Yankees and Mets haven't really done anything yet.
No, it's because, the CBA is probably part of it. People are afraid to spend money next year.
Sure.
Right? You got Tucker.
But you would think because of this pending work stoppage a year from now, you would think a lot more deals would get done now so the guys could lock in money for this year. That's what I would think.
I would think, but guys want to get paid because they don't know what it's going to be like next year.
How can the commissioner fix that? Like, the fact that the Yankees haven't made a deal yet, which I know is frustrating.
Yeah.
The fact that the New York Mets, people are mad at David
Stearns. Incentivize them to do moves in December. Put a trade deadline in.
I mean, Soto got signed last year in January, right? December, January, right?
No, people get signed. But there's the winter meetings.
Right.
Make sure action gets done at the winter meetings.
But you can't force a team to make deals.
Sure you can.
Why?
Because I want it done in the time frame.
So in other words, you want to put a deadline.
Bingo.
A better deadline.
Yes.
Like you would want to make it up January 15th deadline.
Well,
or you want to earlier?
I think that's probably tough to just put a deadline on it.
That's the only way to force
put
action.
A trade deadline on it. Incentivize teams. If you sign before this time period, you get this much less off the tax exemption, whatever. Something where things actually get done. Nothing gets done. It's the most boring offseason. Football, we know the deals before free agency starts.
It's a different sport, though.
Why?
Why
is that offseason so much
different?
I think
you're letting your emotions for the lack of moves for your favorite team color your overall thought process on what's wrong.
That's not
what's
true.
Wrong is that the Yankees haven't done anything.
Who's the biggest free agent on the market?
Bellinger?
No. Tucker.
Okay.
Kyle Tucker, right? We talked about him yesterday. I have no misconceptions. I have no belief that he is going to be a New York Yankee.
But you want him to be somewhere.
I want him to be somewhere because it sets off the other dominoes. Like, it's about, can we build some momentum off one of the greatest World Series of all time? Nothing has happened.
Selfish.
Nothing. Yes, I'm a sports fan. It's about us.
But it's always been this way. Selfish.
I know. I don't like it. Change it up.
When the Yankees are active, you love it. You're just upset that the Yankees aren't active.
That's
yet.
Not true. I
of
am upset. It's not
true.
The only reason. Major League Baseball's
driving
offseason.
Reason.
No, it's not. Man, Major League Baseball's offseason needs to be changed a little bit. They need to figure out a way to make it. The football offseason's exciting.
But it's never going to be the NFL.
Why?
Because it's just not. The NFL's taken over.
I'm not expecting it to be the same level of popularity. Why is there offseason where deals are done before we even begin the offseason process?
Sure.
Like the first day of free agency, I know whether I'm a Steelers fan, a Giants fan, a Tennessee Titans fan. Like I know moves are coming within a day, 2 days. Like I know here's free agency time period. I can expect my team to do something.
Sure.
As opposed to the baseball offseason where it's like, well, pitchers and catchers show up on February 20th. I'm sure they'll have to do something by then. Like it's just... Well, why? Football's more popular. I'm not asking how do you make it more popular than football.
That's why it's hard to compare the two. Football, also people will tune in to television to find out the schedule.
Right.
Baseball doesn't have that.
Of course.
Because there's fewer games.
The World Series kicked the crap out of the NBA Finals. The basketball.
It's a great World Series.
The basketball offseason has more pep to its step. It gets done quicker. Why does popularity have anything to do with how the offseason's handled?
Well, because you said your words, not mine.
Yeah.
The NFL does it.
I understand that, but my
they're different.
But you're pointing towards popularity.
I'm just saying it's selfishness. If the New York Yankees had,
I'm a fan. It's of
I know, but if the
selfish.
Yankees,
I'm not looking out for
if
somebody
the Yankees
else.
Got Cabrera, Bellinger, and Tucker. You think you'd be upset with the offseason and the speed of it?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You'd be dancing a little jig with your Yankee jersey.
I'd be very happy about the Yankees offseason.
You wouldn't be
but...
complaining about the speed of signings.
Yes, I would.
Why?
Because I love baseball.
Yeah, but if
and
you...
And it sucks
you,
for baseball. It lost all the momentum of the World Series. And now we got the idea that the lockout or whatever's looming, it's going to kill the momentum of the freaking game. It's building momentum.
There's no momentum from the World Series to spring training.
Yes, there is.
Other than for the team that won.
No.
You think Dodger fans are upset?
The popularity. No, the Dodger fans aren't upset.
Right. You're upset because, A, you lost.
No, I'm upset.
I should say, we lost.
Yes, yes.
And, B, you haven't done anything.
That's not why I'm upset.
If Cabrera, Bellinger, and Tucker are all Yankees right now, you would not be complaining about the speed of signings.
If they were, the offseason would be moving faster. Like, it's not just the Yankees. The two biggest names on the market are still out there.
Right.
The two biggest.
What are they waiting for?
Last year, Soto was the biggest. December 20th or whatever it was.
Went quick.
Went. Let's go.
Just like that. Yep.
It was even earlier than that, December 14th or something. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Thank God they gave him that suite.
And all the clothes for his mother and everything else. I'm still bitter about it.
Yeah.
I'm still not happy about it.
You shouldn't be.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not
it's
happy.
Okay.
I don't care that they missed the playoffs. I don't care.
You should care.
I don't.
That was your payback.
It's not, didn't feel as good.
And the fact that they've gutted the team because the most of them didn't get along.
Yeah.
Because of socialism.
Because of socialism.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, they're Trump supporters, right? They're going at each other.
It's a whole thing. It wasn't just the players. It went beyond that, too.
Really?
Yeah. It went beyond that. Yeah. When I'm at liberty to tell you, I will. I promise.
Okay.
But it wasn't just
know when we get to liberty.
It wasn't just like, Jeff McNeil or Brandon Nimmo don't get along with Francisco Lindor or Juan Soto. That might have been part of it.
Yeah.
But it went beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not at liberty to say, so I won't. But it was real. It was tangible. Socialism was involved. I still love the fact that the Lindors joined Mom Donnie's transition team while moving into a $22 million apartment. I love that.
Seems hypocritical.
A little bit. And then I saw the story, since we're talking Mets real quick, that Alex Cohen, I guess, who is very popular on social media, and I think X specifically or Twitter specifically. Now that they're kind of feeling it from Met fans, and rightfully so, has now said, I'm done with social media.
Yeah.
Like, is anyone upset about that? Like, I can't tweet the owner's wife? Like, what am I going to do?
I mean,
how am I going to live my life? Alex Cohen's not on Twitter anymore. Shouldn't have been anyway.
You could think you could just do that quietly, right? Do
you have to alert
to the world?
I want everybody to know I'm sick of all the hatred on Twitter.
I know.
I'm sick of all the negative comments. Yeah. My husband's trying really hard.
Yeah.
And we got the casino, so I'm no longer on social media. Like, are we having a funeral for her, closing down her accounts?
Yeah.
Like, did people really care?